In our ongoing series, Tracing the Migrant Journey, we've heard dispatches from Honduras at Mexico's southern border in Guadalajara, Mexico, and along Mexico's border with western Arizona. Now our Fronteras desk takes us a little closer to home, where I'm joined by KJZZ's Michelle Marisco, who's been reporting in Nogales, Sonora and Yuma, Arizona. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
So the Border Patrol has credited Mexico with a tremendous drop in apprehensions along the southwest border where you are. So how does that jive with what you're seeing in Nogales?
Well, it's definitely has changed a lot of the face of what we are seeing and who we're seeing here in Nogales, Mexico. For example, I spoke with Amalia Mejia. She was carrying her three-year-old daughter in her arms, and she was receiving clothes from an Arizona-based nonprofit. They're from Mexico.
Van para los Estados Unidos? ¿A dónde?
Atlanta,
Georgia.
Sí.
¿Pide asilo?
Sí.
Asilo.
So she's a Mexican national, and she's planning to ask for asylum to escape violence in her native Guerrero, Mexico. This is a new development of Mexicans more commonly now asking for asylum alongside their Central American counterparts.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So do Mexican citizens successfully receive asylum the way that Central Americans do?
There's a lot more scrutiny. There's a lot more skepticism by asylum officers because of some of the same questions that they have for Central American migrants. Are you here because the economy is terrible? Or are you here because the national security, the domestic security is terrible in your country? So there's definitely more scrutiny on Mexicans being able to ask for asylum unless there's a very, very specific politically driven threat.
Hmm. And I'm really struck by your description of parents like this at the border. These people have really, you know, gone through a difficult journey to get there.
And they're not even here yet.
Right. So by the time they arrive at the Mexican side of the border, what kind of conditions are they in?
So there's definitely some health concerns. I spent some time earlier this week with Pancho Olachea. He's a registered nurse in Mexico, and he volunteers with a group called Voices from the Border. They were out dispensing hygiene packs and backpacks and clothes and underwear to kids and mothers and parents and families who were waiting there in Nogales. And on this day, he was checking blood pressure. He was asking folks about their diets. And I spent some time with him while he was inspecting the teeth on a young kid, maybe about 6 or 7 years old. I asked him how that went.
She has never been taking care of her teeth. She probably will get an infection very soon. She's got more than 7 teeth in very, very bad shape and molars.
So, Michelle, now you're in Yuma, where you'll be reporting on the U.S. Border Patrol today. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Today is actually a very significant day for the Border Patrol. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is already talking about this latest immigration overhaul, which would be doing away with what's called the Flores Settlement. This is a requirement through a court mandate that any federal government administration really take care of kids and make sure that they're in custody over for only a limited amount of time. The Trump administration has lambasted this as a loophole for catch and release, right? So what they're hoping to do now is they're hoping to successfully stop that measure and enable them to arrest and deport children more quickly if they're able to.
All right. That's KJZZ's Michelle Marisco reporting from Yuma and Nogales. Michelle, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
And tomorrow we'll check in again with Michelle as our series Tracing the Migrant Journey continues. You can learn more about this four-country reporting project at journey.kjzz.org. And you can follow along with our reporters on Twitter using the hashtag Migrant Journey.